877. Amen. Also, Deacon and Evangelist are not here in the sanctuary this morning, but you can call for those of you that want to call in using your debit or credit card. Sister Stanley is standing by waiting to hear from you. The number to call is 678-760-6056. Amen. Once again, 678-760-6056. That's the number to call for those that would like to use your debit or credit card. Just give that number a call. Amen. And Evangelist Stan will be more than happy to assist you. Amen. All right. All right. Amen. Everyone got time? If you got your offering, you got it together, just lift it up for those of you that are giving cash, you can belt it, you will go around. Amen. And get that offering. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Send it mine right now. Amen. Thank you so much for supporting amen, this ministry. Amen. I appreciate you so much. Amen. All right. Just Denise, amen. Glad to see you and to have you with us this morning. Amen. Thank all of you. Amen. All right. Just wave your hand if you can. Just lift your hand. The Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We appreciate you for this offering that your people have given on this morning. Some given by way of Facebook, through Cash App, and through debit and credit card. They're calling in. And God, even those in the sanctuary, we thank you for those that were able to give. Someone today may not have been able to give, but God, we even thank you. We pray that you, by this time next week, that there is something in their hand that they're able to give. And God, we just appreciate you. You said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, run it over. You promised to touch men's hearts that they would give unto our bosom. And we thank you and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name. Every heart shout, amen. 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 Come on, let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. See, don't know if you got a bag or something, but you can keep that because I give that. Amen. I have to service you to make sure that gets to the finance department. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. It's time for the word. Somebody say it's time for the word. Amen. Come on, tell somebody it's time for the word. We say everything is going down, but the word of God. Amen. The old school was a little rough, was a little tougher than we are. Amen. They were telling you about yourself and didn't tell nothing about it. Amen. Your feelings. Amen. They would say every lie you're going down. And you folks in the church telling lies. They would say the backbiting's going down. The liar, the cheating, the gossiper. Amen. It's going down. Everything is going down. But the word of God. Amen. This is our third Sunday normally. Amen. For the past 12 or so years, every third Sunday would be our youth Sunday. This youth Sunday we give back to our youth of the church. Amen. And they will have an opportunity to minister. Amen. And sing and dance and do all these wonderful things. And for the years, I said, we'll put up our youth, amen, against anybody's youth, amen, because of how great they were and still are. Amen. When the pandemic, things had to, amen, we had to make some adjustments, amen. That's all right. Life is full of anybody who's ever had to make some adjustments. Amen. In your marriage, some adjustments, amen. In your career, amen, some adjustments, amen. Life is full of adjustments. Amen. If you call me now, amen, you ought to know I'm in church. Amen. Praise the Lord. You should be here. Amen. George, and God bless you. Amen. You want to set an offering. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So my precious wife, amen, I give it back to her. All right. Every third Sunday. Throughout the pandemic, every member, you know, I went from preaching twice a month to twice a week. Amen. I hadn't had to preach like that since Elder Duet was a deacon. That was years ago. Amen. I hadn't had to preach that much. Amen. It's been years. Amen. But I'm called to preach. Amen. I can't do that. There's two things I can do. Eat and preach. I'm working on the eat part. I ain't eating as much, praise all pastor wants to do is preach. But you right, you are true prophet. So that's what God has called me to do. Called me to preach. Amen. And you, all of you that claim to be preachers, that's what you're supposed to do. Preach the word. Preach the gospel. Be interested. Amen. Be quick. Be alive. Instinct and honesty to reprove and rebuke and exhort. Amen. So we thank God. Throughout the pandemic, we added a weekly service. Amen. The elders and the evangelists, they took over the Tuesday night, which they was pretty much doing in the first place. But I added, amen, a weekday service. Amen. And God was continually pushing us. Amen. Throughout that time, he gave my wife a little more opportunity, so I didn't get too much more out. Amen. Husband, remember that God gave you that woman for a reason. Lord, ain't nobody saying it. All the sons all say, that's right, Pastor. That's Pastor. So just listen a little bit. You better listen. You better preach it, Pastor. Amen. So I thank God for my help. Amen. My baby's mama. Amen. Somebody said, Brother Omar, you got five children. I showed you, and I got one wife. Amen. With all five of my children. Amen. Y'all know that's really an uncommon thing, man. They expect in the church. Amen. We got bishops that have been married several times. They got several children. They got children that they don't even know they got. Amen. So we thank God. When you come to this church, you know, when you see me, you see my wife. Amen. You see the family. You see all my kids. Amen. And we can speak for the most part of this church. Amen. The men are in the home. Amen. Leading from the front. And I got a witness here. Come on, man. So we're going to receive my baby's mama, my lovely wife. You make up. I'm a cameraman. Amen. She's back here. Amen. We heard about Tuesday night when the Bible study heard. Amen. Such great reviews. Amen. Just from him. Amen. A visitor. He was here last week. He said he was just excited about the word. So we're just grateful. Amen. About him. Thank God for him being with us. Put your hands together. Let's receive. Amen. My first baby.
Yeah. if you don't give up, don't give in, because God got you. Even when you throw in that towel, God pick it right back up, and he throw it back at you and say, no, you got it, keep on going.
Hallelujah. So today I am
teach, but Jesus is the only way. So therefore, just give me Jesus. But the problem is today, the church has become a light, camera, action, full of actors, liars, fornicators, all these other things, false prophets, but just give me Jesus. Now, the messages have been preached in the last few weeks about we say God, we say God, but who is God to you? Who is God to you? Are we talking about the Father, the one that sent his only begotten Son? Because there are a lot of gods. A lot of people get out there, you know, the shows and all these different things, and they say, I thank God, but make you miss there the man laid up on with the video and look. What God are you talking about? Because the God that I serve, just give me Jesus.
Yes.
I'm reminded of 2 years ago, even in our own church, we heard so many things preached about the different characters in the Bible and heard so much about Paul and others in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And Pastor once said, you know what? We're just going to do a series of the gospel. Those that's in here, y'all remember? Do y'all remember? We was on the gospel for a long time. And I've been in church my whole life, but I've learned so much.
Amen. Yeah.
So just give me Jesus.
Yeah.
Just give me Jesus. When I was beginning to study this word, I just began to cry because I said, God, you thought enough of me.
Yeah.
In spite of, God, you gave us another chance.
Oh, yeah.
When they marched you up Calvary's mountain, when they hung you upon the cross, God, you did that just for me. You ought to say it personal. You ought to just open up your mouth and just give God praise right now. Because he did not have to do it. He didn't have to look beyond your fault. He didn't throw you under the bus, but he gave you another chance to get it right. And as I was writing, I said, God, why did you do this for me? He said, because I love you. I first loved you. I loved you when you didn't even love yourself. And for that, tears just begin to fall. And it's not tears of sorrow, but it's tears of joy. There's a purpose in your life today. From the front door all the way over here to the musician section, there is a purpose. And God has a plan for your life. So just give me Jesus. So I ask you today, who will stand up for Jesus? Or will you back down when somebody's trying to challenge you about your God? When somebody's trying to tell you, oh, that's the other color religion. Oh, that was given in slavery. No, 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 no. I don't care if it was that, if it was this, if he's black, white, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Japanese, Chinese, Korean, Dominican, Republican. I don't care what he is, but all I know is that he died for black old me. So just give me Jesus. Gotta go. John 14, verse 6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is only one way. There is only one way to be saved, and that is through Jesus. Romans 10 and 9, and I mentioned it in my song, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Yeah.
Just give me Jesus. We live in a day that says there are many ways to God, many ways to heaven. But the Bible says the only way you can get to my Father is through me, which is Christ Jesus. So if you are depending on good works, church attendance, financial generosity, just being a good person to get you into heaven, you're on the wrong path.
All right.
Jesus is standing with his arms open wide, and he's waiting on you. Now, you can't change your path, but you can decide your destiny by choosing Christ. Christ will forgive you of your past sin, your current sin, and them secret sins that you think alone. God knows. God knows that man or that woman or your friend, they know, but God knows. But Christ will forgive you of your sins. The only thing you have to do is ask and repent. People won't forget it, but you know what? When God forgives you, He throws you into the sea. Repent of your sins. That means to be willing to change your way of living.
All right.
You may not have power to give up those things that are wrong. Those things that are wrong. What are those things that are wrong? Sin. Whatever that is. So you may not have the power to do it, but God will give you the power. Whether it be adultery, fornication, homosexuality, gossiping, backbiting, bad attitude, hatred, alcoholism, drugs, cheating, lying, and many and much, much more. So surrender to Christ, and He'll give you the power. He'll give you that peace, love, joy that surpasses all understanding. That peace when people think everything supposed to be just going crazy, and you're so calm, you like, you know what? It's all right. It's a God plan. They think you're supposed to be getting out of your character and acting foolish and, you know, and all them other worldly things. Like, you don't know who my daddy is. So when those things begin to happen, then you can say, you know what? Why? Because I got Jesus. Not only do I got Jesus, but Jesus, He has me. So surrender to Christ, and He'll give you the power of peace and the joy. And Christ Jesus, He'll give you a new peace that surpasses all understanding and a purpose for living. You have a choice today. The world and its pleasures and its God, or are you going to choose Christ? Which one will you choose today? Who are you voting for? No, I'm not talking about the presidential election. That's old. But who will you vote for today? Will it be Christ? Or will it be the devil? Choosing rather to suffer the afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy sin for a season. Yes, pleasure is sin for a short time. When it's over, it brings forth death. Just give me Jesus. Choose today. Don't delay. Look at somebody and say, choose today. And don't delay. And I'm getting ready to go to my seat, but delay makes the right decision harder. Have you ever been sitting around and contemplating what you should do? You know the right thing to do, but to sit around long enough to get just to discourage you and the enemy start working in your mind to say, ooh, Lord, you know what to do. But don't delay. Don't delay. So don't let time decide. Because time will always decide against you. Just give me Jesus. Revelation 3 and 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Luke chapter 9, verse number 24. It reads, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, for Jesus' sake, the same shall save it. I first heard this verse in the tulip, and my husband's father, amen, Bishop Long, we were in Bible class. And he said this, and this is one of my favorite scriptures. I said, well, how, if you're trying to save your, how can you lose? But then if you lose your life, you say, God, how does that work? Give your life to Jesus.
All right.
You can't do it on your own.
Amen.
You can't make it without Jesus. You can't make it without Jesus. Don't worry about what family say. Oh, God, they just think they're so holy. No, because I know the God that I serve.
All right.
And the God that He can do above, abundantly above what we can ask or think. That's the God that I serve. So I'm grateful that Jesus saw enough of me to save me. If you don't know your purpose in life, pray and ask God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness. God bless you, sisters and nieces. Good to see you. And all these things. shall be added unto you. God bless you.
All right, just give me Jesus. Amen, amen. Let's give a moment of God another excellent praise. Amen. All right.
Y'all.
sometimes we're in our own way. Amen. Sometimes God is not. Amen. A lot of times we say we waiting on God, but actually, God is waiting on you. Amen. God has touched his body. He has had issues and different things. Amen. And God touched his body. And he had to come to the realization that he works for AJC. In and out of the car, and something happened when he came to himself. Now, this is my wife has already took it. That's a little story about the prodigal son. Once he got far enough in the wilderness, he came to himself. And I'm telling you, he's holding for it, but he had his wilderness experience.
Preaching, praising,
praising.
Last night I said that it was me and him.
started singing, he started praying and prophesying and speaking in tongues. I jumped on the organ. We began to have worship because we had just enough, because that was just two or three. You don't need a lot of folk out of that. I'll tell you, everybody gonna go with you everywhere. Just get started. I think your heart used to say years ago, just get busy. Well, let's get busy. When somebody say, let's get busy. And by the time the service was over, he preached so hard, one of the members came. So we started with two, ended up with four. Amen. And he's going to be preaching again in a few minutes. Those of you that don't have anything going on. Amen. His service starts at 10:30. Amen. And then I think praise and worship kicks off at 11. Amen. Is that right, Pastor Sam? All right. So those that got to go get you some breakfast, amen. Come on back. If you can come back, come on back and be a part of the 3-day, the closing of the 3-day glory encounter. Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Sam, for your generosity. Praise that man with a give of hands. With us. You're so grateful. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We appreciate you for what we have heard, seen, and felt on this morning. We pray now that you will continue to touch our hearts and minds, that we will come to the conclusion when all that's failed, when nothing else matters, just give me Jesus.
Yes,
you can have houses and land. You can have the riches and gold, the silver and gold. You can have riches and gold. But I'd rather have Jesus for mine. Those also that I take Jesus for mine. We thank you for the word, for the message, and the messenger. We pray that you will continue to crown her head with wisdom and knowledge. And as we all, as a body of believers, have been provoking each other to good works, and that this extends to the world, provoking that elder, preach the gospel, provoking that minister, preach the gospel, teach the gospel, that evangelist, preach the gospel, teach the gospel, win souls. But when it's all said and done, we are thankful and grateful for the souls that are won to the kingdom of God. And God, we give you glory and honor. I pray that you will continue to touch Rock of Faith, touch Praise Tabernacle, touch our ministries in the name of Jesus. Many are watching on Facebook and are in need of many different things. Many that are listening through Chaos Blog Talk Radio are in need of many different things. Now, even over in Texas, we understand the hardship that has taken place even that over this past week. And God, we pray that you would touch, heal, and deliver. Now, we know that you're yet able. You are yet able to do it. Many have died throughout the coldness. But God, you even allowed us, you've been so grateful to us that even though it's even been cold here, it's been worse over there. And we're grateful. Some may have family there. Oh, God, get us into jail's bad days. But God, we pray that you would keep our people. Keep your people, everyone that's been that today. God, we understand. We can only imagine the hardship. But God, we trust in you. As we leave this place, we never depress us, continue to touch your people. My own nephew, Brother Adorn, that's going to be having surgery here soon. We pray that you would touch his side in the name of Jesus. We've been praying even now for Brother Clark. Young man, you should be a part of this ministry. We come against the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. God, wherever he's at right now, we haven't got another report, but wherever he's at right now, we pray that you would touch his heart. Touch his mind. Save the life of you. The blood still works. And God, we thank you. Touch your people. We thank you for this great fellowship on this morning. As we leave this list of heavenly presence, Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, tells us to go read that more. Teach all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Let's make sure you clear out to our churches right now. Amen. In preparation for Pastor Sam's service. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you.